for Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Biden administration announcing today it's sending the largest delivery of military aid yet to Ukraine.
The latest tranche of aid to Ukraine includes rockets, ammunition, and other arms, a shipment of artillery, timed with Russian advances in southern Ukrainian port cities. In all, the U.S. has provided about $9 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since Russia's invasion in February. Congress approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine in May, designed to allow the Pentagon to send a steady supply of weapons to Ukraine for several months.
Fox's Jared Halpern. President Biden flew to Kentucky today to see damage from flooding and landslides blamed for at least 37 deaths and to thank first responders.
Things people do. There's really a crisis, really matter.
The White House says over $10 million in assistance has been sent to Kentucky, with more on the way. Gabby Petito's family is filing a $50 million lawsuit against the Moab, Utah Police Department for wrongful death. Family attorney Brian Stewart.
And the family wants to be clear about this is not to punish individual officers, but is to honor the efforts of dedicated police officers.
Petito was killed shortly after Moab police stopped her and her fiancé Brian Laundry to investigate a report Laundry had hit Petito. Her body was later found in Wyoming, and the FBI says Laundry admitted he killed her in a note left by his body. Travis McMichael and his father Greg, two white men convicted in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery after chasing the 25-year-old black man in a Georgia neighborhood, were sentenced today to serve life in prison for a federal hate crime. Both were sentenced earlier this year to life without parole in a state court for the murder. Neighbor William Bryan is going to be sentenced later today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A ceasefire between Israel's defense forces and Iran-backed Palestinian militants appears to be holding.
A shaky truce is enduring its first day after 3 full days of intense fighting between Israel and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Israel conducted airstrikes before the weekend in response to intelligence of impending anti-tank and sniper attacks. The Israelis claim to have killed top leaders of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. PIJ says families were killed, though video shows it was likely the work of their own misfired rockets. Hamas, another terror group dominant in Gaza, stayed out of the fray. The fighting took place during the Jewish holy observance of Tisha B'Av, commemorating the destruction of the temples in ancient Jerusalem. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new federal study says dozens of people got sick after visiting a splash park near Wichita, Kansas last summer.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said 21 people contracted Shigella bacteria and 6 others became sick with the norovirus, all after visiting the splash park at Tanganyika Wildlife Park in Goddard, 14 miles west of Wichita, between the end of May and June 19th of last year. Another 36 people reported gastrointestinal illness after visiting the park, but they didn't have lab tests to pinpoint the cause. The report confirmed the illnesses weren't linked to any of the animals at the interactive zoo. At least 3 lawsuits have been filed against the park, which was allowed to reopen last July after upgrading its pump and filtration system. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
As inflation heats up in the U.S., demand for grocery delivery is starting to cool. Many turn to services like Instacart during the pandemic to get food instead of crowding into stores and running the risk of getting coronavirus. With food prices now climbing, many see delivery service as a luxury, not a necessity. Some consumers seeking ordering online, then driving to pick them up. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.